What up, everyone? Thank you for listening to the last episode of Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy. For y'all that haven't listened to it, get on there and support. Share, like, subscribe. Share, like, subscribe. I am DJ Quest One, and this episode, you can hear the video game music in the background. That's my Mario Brothers right there. Super Mario Brothers. I remember opening up back in the, I think, late 80s. I was probably about 9 or 8 and getting a Nintendo and playing it for hours. And of course, had to get off TV because we only had like two TVs. One was like a black and white. One was... Times were rough back then. You didn't have your cell phone where you could watch YouTube. You know, you didn't have, you know, your tablet. None of that stuff. We had to actually go play outside. So let's say you're, for example, let's say you couldn't play video games, right? Or let's say you had a handheld one, batteries. But I used to have this, before I had a Nintendo, I had this football game. It was by Tiger. Tiger was the creator of these little handheld video games. And the batteries would go out. So, of course, I would go outside and play. We would go outside. And it was just different. Different time, different era, you know? And we don't see that often nowadays. Unless you're, like, in sports and, you know. But I still see kids playing outside riding their bike. But not as much, you know? Like when the lady said on The Sandlot.
Out into the fresh air and make some friends. Run around, scrape your knees, get dirty. Climb trees, hop fences, get into trouble, for crying out loud.
So you know, that's from The Sandlot. That lady comes out on Superman, and she comes out on The Wanderers. In case you haven't seen The Wanderers, it's a great movie. It's made in the 80s. So it's made, actually it was made in 79, right? Actually, 1979, The Wanderers came out. Boulevard Nights came out, and The Warriors came out. So all these movies were out at the same time. And it was all about gangs. Crazy, right? But Boulevard Nights was a Chicano Mexican-American film based in East LA. And the guy that plays Big Puppet in American Me, he's the main character. His name is Chuco in that film. It kind of tells you the way it is, but also it's not like really heavy. Like it's heavy into gangs, but it wasn't like the way it was, the way it is now. You know, it's like a little bit more dangerous now than it was back then. But I guess back then you have your pros and cons, because back then there was no cell phone. So if you beat up someone, it wasn't on the phone, you know. But anyways, I want to talk about video games. I play video games. I did have Pablo 2 years ago that I interviewed about him saying he loves gaming. And then I had Kool-Aid, who said he loves playing the Switch game. What is it? The Country Crossing or Animal Crossing, right? So I like old retro video games, you know, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3. That's my favorite. Sonic. Like, all these video games were amazing growing up. But I recently had got a PS5, and right now I'm pretty much hooked on Mafia 3. Even though it's an old game, I downloaded it. I bought it. Because I played it before, and I used to have the package, the PS5 Network Live, which was, at one point, it was like $40 or $50 for the whole year. Now it's like 100 and something. But it had that game, and I was playing it, and I was like, man, I want to buy the game. So I bought the game. I went online, and I think I bought it on Amazon for like $10, whatever. And I've been playing it, and that game is so long. It's similar to GTA, right? It's a first person shooter, and you pretty much, you're in New Orleans, but it's called New Bordeaux, and it takes presence in the 60s. Which is pretty amazing, because I like the way they made it. And I'm a fan of the 60s, you know, the music, you know, the style, the Vietnam War, you know, the politics, all that stuff. I'm a big history buff, so I definitely love that game. I've just been playing it. I need to stop playing it. But, you know, I guess I am a big kid, right? But I just want to do the top my top five favorite video games of all time. So I'm going to count them down. All right. So five, let's see. If you have a favorite video game, what's your favorite video game? Okay, so my fifth favorite video game would have to be Guitar Hero on the PS2. I used to play that with my daughter all the time. I had so much fun with that game. And, man, it was amazing. I wish they did a new one. I would buy it, you know. So that one was a good game. And four would have to be Punch-Out. You know, the game was amazing. I would try to beat, you know, that was on the regular Nintendo, the NES. And I remember there was two of them. There was Punch-Out, but then when Mike Tyson got in, a lot of people don't know that. When Mike Tyson got into trouble, they took the game off. A lot of people don't know that and it just was Punch-Out. So I would borrow the Mike Tyson Punch-Out from my neighbors, but I didn't actually have the game, or my cousin, but I had to. So I bought the Punch-Out game, which is a white boxer. It's not actually Mike Tyson. That's the, you know, the main guy. And he looks exactly like Mike Tyson, if you look it up. But this game was pretty good. I remember it. Yes, this game was amazing. And the code, you can, you know, put the code in and fight Mike Tyson. I could never really beat Mike Tyson. I got all the way to the last... But it was an amazing game. Of course, you could picture it, right? I should do a video on this. So that was my fifth favorite. My fourth, I said, was Guitar Hero. Okay. My third would have to be Sonic 3 on Sega Genesis. I mean, that game was just freaking amazing. I beat it. It took me a while, and I remember because it was like 3D, you know, like it had like a little 3D view to it versus the very first one or the second one. It was just ahead of its time, and it had Knuckles. You know, it's the first time you had Knuckles in it, and I was like, who's this character? There's a whole thing of Sonic fans, and it's also in Japan, just like Mario Brothers. I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, I love the game. Takes me back to my childhood, you know, and just being excited, playing it, just amazed with it, you know, 16-bit, right? And you could save your gaming. You didn't have to worry about it. It had like a little memory card in the cartridge, right? So that's number three. Number two would have to be Super Mario Brothers 3. So now this game was freaking amazing, and I remember playing it, and the first time I saw it was on The Wizard. I don't know if you guys remember the movie The Wizard. It was with Fred Savage from The Wonder Years, right? Now you see my age, right? You're listening, like, yeah. Okay, so that movie, it introduced that's it right there. The beginning though was, yeah, this is a great game. So this game, I beat it as well. It took me a while to beat it, but I beat it. I managed to beat it. And I was play it all the time, and my sister would play it, and I would have my neighbors. So I guess I've always been hustling. I used to charge, like, cause I grew up in a poor neighborhood. It wasn't, you know, or not poor, you know, low income neighborhood, but I have fun. I didn't have a lot of things. I never went to Disneyland. I did go to Fiesta Texas. I did go to SeaWorld, but I didn't travel. Like, my dad wasn't a big vacation guy. Like, we went to Corpus like once. We went to Wonder World in San Marcos. Like, he never wanted to go, like, out of state. You know, I was able to do that. I was able to take my daughter to places that she's never been to, and she, you know, out of the state. Because, you know, Texas is huge, but he just didn't have the, I guess he didn't have the money for a good vacation. Whatever his financial, I was a kid, I didn't know. Whatever bills he had. So, that movie, The Wizard, wanted me, it introduced California. I'm like, man, I want to go to California. And I would tell my dad, let's go to California. He's like, for what? Disneyland. And he's like, yeah. He'd be like, nah, you know. But he did manage to, like, give me money to go to Schlitterbahn. But the funny story, like, he didn't give me enough. So, like, my neighbor's dad, like, helped out. It was funny. I was like, oh, man. And he helped. And it was fun. It was fun times. And the thing I can remember about Mario Brothers 3 was Mario flying with the raccoon tail. But on the movie The Wizard, it shows him, like, it shows him the first stage, and he fights, like, the secret, like, not door. It's like a little hill where you go down, or a little square hill where you go down, and you can go in the background and you know, get, like, certain items. So that game is one of my favorites. So the first game, you guys are gonna be like, what? That's I just love the game. It's very simple, and a lot of people always like that. My daughter likes it. You know, it's gonna have to be Galaga. It's an old game. You know, it's the ship, but I love that game. I used to play it all the time. You know, and I would go put a quarter in and just play it and just try to get all the ships, and then I'm trying to get two ships. So that's the theme right there. That's the entrance. Yep, that's it right there. That's it. So for all y'all who haven't played it, it's an amazing game. I play it, and every kid that I come across, they think they could beat it, but it's because it's I played it for so much that it seems really simple, but it's not, because it's not it's a shooting game, but you know it's very non, like, 3D, none of that stuff. It's very, like, 8-bit. You know, it came out in 1981, but I remember playing it, and I was just like, this game's awesome. Like, and I still have it. I actually bought it, you know, and I had it in PS2. And I had it for the Xbox 360. So I always get, and I had it for the PSP. So I always play that game. That's my favorite. I know you guys are like, what? Out of all the games? But also, honorable mentions, GTA 5 is a great game. It's so long. Red Dead Redemption is another badass game. And also NBA Jams. I used to love NBA Jam. I thought that was great. NFL Madden 1993 was a great game. Just honorable mentions. And the Mafia series, 1, 2, and 3. But 3 is really good. I'm telling you, like, that's becoming one of my favorites. But no one tops Galaga. That game, I mean, I used to play it all the time. I still play it. You know, I try to get 100. I think right now I have, like, almost 95. I'm trying to get to 100,000. Problem is getting to 100,000 on the... I used to be able to get to 100,000 on the actual cabinet arcade. So for all those that don't know, you used to go and put a quarter into the machine and play it. Also, the other one I like was Miss Pac-Man. That's another honorable mention that I really
Miss Pac-Man was so amazing. I remember because there's regular Pac-Man, right? It's slower. It's much slower than Miss Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man just be gobbling up people. But I remember I had a vivid memory of going to Mexico, and, like, you know, back then when I would go over there in the 90s, like, they would get the video games later on. So, like, Street Fighter 2 was amazing. So, like, Street Fighter 2 might have came out, like, in 1991, right? And they didn't get it until, like, 92 or 93 over there. But I remember playing Pac-Man over there, and their arcade cabinets were, like, painted, like, one color. They didn't have, like, the decals and stuff on it. So, but everyone, you know, they had arcades and you would go in there and just play and it was much cheaper. I was like, man, with $5, I could like play forever over there, right? But of course, I was I didn't have that much money, you know, I wasn't working, so I would like, you know, bum from my cousin or I'll ask my mom, whatever. You know, times were hard. But it didn't occur to me that they listened to rap, and I would hustle in school. During school, I would sell like, you know, cassettes and buy them at the flea market and then flip them, you know, and make copies and sell them to my friends. But it didn't occur to me to sell them in Mexico to my buddies over there. I had friends over there too. I've always had connections. And they would say, so I would bring like tapes and I would show it to them. And then like, I would, you know, go to their houses and put it on their little stereo. And they would be like, oh man, who is this? I go, well, that's DJ Quick. Who's that right there? And I go, this is Tribe Called Quest. And they were like, what? They just knew like the popular rap, like MC Hammer and like Vanilla Ice and, you know, Go Ninja, Go. And, you know, like they didn't know like the you know, the underground hip hop that I would listen to, you know, and I'd be like, this is Tribe Called Quest. They're from New York. They're like, where's that at? And I'm like, is that by Texas? And I'll be like, no, it's like on the other side. Like, it's like way up there. Like they're East Coast. And, you know, they didn't quite understand, you know, but they're like, okay, so it's not like near Texas. And I'm like, nah, it's not near Texas. But, anyways, so going down from the top, number one, Galaga, number two, Super Mario Brothers 3, number three, Sonic 3. Like, they're really tight. Like, I really like both of those games. I mean, it's hard to pick, but the reason I really love Super Mario Brothers 3, well, that was like my first system, the Nintendo, the NES, Super Mario Brothers 1. Like, that's always going to be like my favorite, because not because it was my first, it's because like, I just loved the game. It was just amazing, you know? And so 3 is just like, whew, it was just like one of the best games ever made, too. It was just amazing. Super Mario Brothers 2, I never cared for it. And it comes to turn out, it wasn't even a real Super Mario Brothers 2 game. They just wanted something fast. And the creator's like, I don't have time to make another one. So he took time. So part 3 with the main creator, he made part 3 as well. So, you know. So what did I say? Yeah. So number 4 is Mike Tyson's Punch Out, and number 5 is Guitar Hero. Sorry, I didn't have any music for Guitar Hero because Guitar Hero has different songs on it. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share and subscribe. On my next episode, I am editing Ruben's interview so I can get it going. I'm just trying to get the sound right. I don't want it to be, you know, a little bit because there's noise in the background. So I'm editing it. But anyways, tune into the next episode on the Drive Podcast. Peace.